You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. The scripture says that you can't love evil and participate in evil and say that you love God or that you fear God. How do you know a man that fears God? He does not participate in evil. See, once you are participating in evil, you do not fear God. The fear of God is not in your heart. Today, a lot of people are involved in Christian activities, but we cannot see the fear of God in their lives. You know, I spoke with a lady who is into prostitution and pornography. And this lady would even tell me that she does not accept client except the one the Holy Spirit says she should accept. And I'm wondering which Holy Spirit. And she told me she sings in the choir. And in case I was doubting it, on her status, on her WhatsApp status, she posted her involvement in the crossover service that they were doing in her church. And then she's singing during service and so on. You see, so she's involved in all of these activities. But then when she's done, she's also on social media showing her nude body and asking men to pay for sex or to pay to see her naked and so on. She's also doing that. That is what we have today. That a lot of people are living a wrong life and they still claim to belong to the Lord. But see, the word of God is true. It says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You can't say, oh, but you know, I have the fear of God in my heart. If not that I have the fear of God in my heart, but you are still doing evil. You are still abusive. You get angry and utter all manner of words. You have opportunity to help people. You will not help them because you are angry. You don't know that that is evil. Whatever you can do, the scripture says, if you are in a position to help, you should help. But in case we don't understand what it means to hate evil, that scripture now went further to say, pride. Pride, you know, pride is a wrong evaluation of yourself. A wrong evaluation of yourself. And it is by nature. It is just there. You may sit down quietly. You may look humble. But it is there. Because pride is a matter of the heart. It's not how you carry your hand. A man can appear pious and humble, yet full of pride. Because it's a state of the heart. It says, if you don't hate pride, it's a reflection that you do not have the fear of God in you. It says arrogancy. To be very arrogant. To think that nobody can talk to you. Can you see the kind of children we are raising today? Because we have removed what the word of God says about raising children. We are raising children that are very arrogant, unthankful, disobedient to parents. One can only imagine what the society will be in the next few years. He says, and the evil way. You see, there is a way the Bible calls an evil way. It is a system. It is how men do things. Are you also doing your own thing the way men do things? The way the people of the world do things. They have their way. Don't they talk like that? They say, this is our way. We have a way of doing it. Do you follow them to do it like that? He says, and the froward mouth do I hate. A mouth that can speak nonsense. A mouth that can speak corruption. A mouth that does not bring edification. These are just to give us understanding of what it means to shun evil. I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to shun every evil rest upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.